Broadcasting daily around the world with ancient wisdom and cutting-edge success and nothing less science. This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach, Robert Zink. Prepare to be empowered. Live the life you desire. Attract the success you deserve. Experience love, a better relationship, abundance, and prosperity. Now, here is your mentor of light, Robert Zink.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, whatever time you're listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink. We've been bringing you this podcast since 2009. I don't even know what number we're up to anymore, but we bring it to you Monday through Friday, designed to empower your life, to give you tips on how to improve your life, success coaching, miracle magic, and of course, the law of attraction. Well, here we are. We're right in the middle of it. Rachel and I are moving across the country, and I have to say that things are going through that period of time when you go through a move where everything is up and it's hard to find things. Things are all over the place. Stuff is in boxes. It's absolutely crazy. But we're excited about it because our new place is going to be much bigger, and we have some special surprises. We're actually going to be able to do some mini workshops out of there and have some weekend seminars and that kind of thing. I think it's going to be a lot of fun, and it's going to be very empowering. And the nice thing about it is it's going to be in a location where there's sun shining almost 365 days a year. So if you live in Cleveland or Cincinnati and it's snowy and cold, you can get out of the snow or during the winter time and come visit us. I want to remind you also that I'm serious now. We are really filling up big time with the Healing Beyond Belief workshop in Taos, New Mexico. And I hope you'll come join us for that. I have a few openings left, but if you just say, hey, I'm in, I'll make sure you get in. I don't care if you have to take a train or a Greyhound bus or hitchhike or fly. It's worth every minute of time and energy to get to Taos, New Mexico, July 16th and 17th for this two-day Healing Beyond Belief workshop. I mean, it's like nothing you will ever experience ever again. You're going to experience the complete body of light. I mean, this is a transformation of your body like you have never, ever experienced before. And it's literally going to change every cell in your body. It's going to take you from an average healer to a super healer. It's going to take you from somebody who's getting by in life and just, you know, kind of getting day to day, that kind of thing, to actually illuminating your life and filling you with fire and energy. We're going to remove all your financial blocks. We're going to remove all your energy blocks. We're going to remove all your blocks dealing with your relationship and love and passion. We're going to teach you energy, how to manipulate it. We're going to teach you how to use and invoke the violet flame. It's going to be an absolutely astonishing weekend. I really want you there. Okay? So, I want you to visit our website, lawofattractionsolutions.com, and go to the events page. But even more important, listen to me. Here's what you can do. I want you to call 775-298-5052. 775-298-5052. If you have any questions about this intensive weekend, and I want you to come a day early because on Friday night before the workshop, we're doing the Healing of the Heart ceremony, and it's going to be astonishing as well. So look it, I want to help you make plans. Nina there will help you get everything together as far as if you want a roommate or your hotel room or whatever you want. I mean, it's going to be a weekend to remember, and it's magical from beginning to end. I'm coming a couple days early. I want to spend time with you. I want to work with you one-on-one or in small groups. But anyway, call Rachel and I. We'll answer the phone. I promise you, 775-298-5052. I don't care where you're at in the world. You need to come to this one. 775-298-5052. Thank you so much for being patient with me, and I hope to see you there. We're talking about motivation today. Motivation is a tough one because, you know, people one day will feel very motivated, very excited, and very much on fire, and the next day they'll go, what happened to it all? And I think the key is, number one is vision. You have to have a clear and concise vision of where you're taking your life or something better. And in other words, you have a plan, you have a vision, you have a direction. When that plan or that vision or that goal becomes blurry, then it's hard to maintain your motivation because what are you motivated for? You don't have a motivation. It's kind of like saying Christmas is coming sometime. We just don't know. Well, we don't even know what Christmas is. We think that there's presents coming. No, maybe not. I don't know. See, that's blurry. But if we say Christmas is coming the 25th, Santa Claus comes the 24th, and when you wake up Christmas morning, there's going to be all kinds of stuff under the tree for you, or whatever it is that you want to envision there. Then it's clear. Then you can get motivated. Then you can get excited. So whether it deals with your business, I have people that, Robert, I've read every law of attraction book under the sun. Well, why is your business struggling so much? Because you don't have a clear vision. Yes, you have an incredible knowledge of what I call exoteric law of attraction. That's the stuff that's out in print that they tell you about. What we teach you is esoteric, the stuff they don't tell you about, the stuff they don't teach you about, the stuff that's locked in to 35 years of studying the mystery schools and teaching. That's the stuff they don't teach you about. Vision. Clear-sightedness. Be like an eagle. Know where you're going. Number two, how do you view your circumstances at any given time? Do you view things as, well, you know, things are getting better? Or do you view things as things are getting worse? Is the glass half full or is it empty? Well, you know, we broke up and my husband's dating again. Is he dating any one person or is he just seeing a lot of different people? Well, from what I can tell, he's on Match.com. He's seeing a lot of different people. Okay, glass half full. Could be seeing just one person. That would be even worse. Well, what if he is just seeing one person? Doesn't mean he doesn't love you in his heart even more. Glass half full. Just means that you didn't get along. But you could get along. Glass half full. Business has been down for the last 6 months. Doesn't mean it will be down for the next 6 months if you make these changes. X, Y, and Z. Glass half full. You see, in every area of life, you can look for a way to make the glass half full. What about rewarding yourself when you do something good, when you do something right, when you make things happen, when you make them come together? Why not reward yourself? Go out to dinner. Buy yourself a new shirt or a tie or a new pair of shoes. Take your car through the car wash. Do something to reward yourself, to feel good about yourself. Get excited. And, you know, these are little anchors. They're subliminal anchors. But if you get in the habit of rewarding yourself every time you do something positive, you'll want to do more positive things. It's as simple as that. It's like Pavlov's law, right? I believe one of the most important things you can do is surround yourself with people that are motivated, people that are inspired. But it's not just the people. If you got people that are complaining about the government, government's bad, society's bad, church is bad, everybody's out to get me bad. If you're hanging around those kind of people, you need to pull the car over to the side of the road and let them out. Okay. I'm serious. You know, give them bus fare home. You need to be around people that are, yes, things are getting better. Yes, things are moving forward. Yes, things can always get better and they are getting better. People that have vision, people that are inspired, people that are excited. And if you're not around those kind of people, get around those kind of people. But more importantly, make your house that kind of place. Inspiring pictures, inspiring words, inspiring thoughts, inspiring ideas. And what about the movies you watch and the music you listen to? And what do you have on your iPhone? What do you have on your computer screen? Inspiring ideas, inspiring feelings, inspiring concepts. Lastly, have a blast. This is your life. Have a blast. I mean, just have some fun. You know, make it fun. Figure out ways to have fun doing what you do. You know, I would sit in the desk here mentoring people with my notes. And one day in the summertime, I was outside and I was laying in my lawn chair in the sun. I just felt absolutely wonderful. And the phone rang. It was a mentoring call. And we began miracle mentoring. And I never forget this day. I was feeling exceptionally good. And my client started to feel exceptionally good. I was transferring that positive energy to my client. It was astonishing. Since then, whenever I can, I'm out, you know, in the sun, relaxing, enjoying the rays while I'm talking to my client. I want to put myself in the most positive, optimistic environment and situation that I can. Now, in a few weeks, you might call me and I might be sitting in my jacuzzi. So, you never know, but I'm going to be having fun. How about you? Let's have some fun together. Claim your 30 minutes free, fun free of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Visit us at lawofattractionsolutions.com. Now, coming back to the workshop in Taos, New Mexico, this is a game changer in your life. So visit the website and go to the event page, lawofattractionsolutions.com. Go to the event page, or if you have questions, call us at 775-298-5052. I'm out of here. I'm sorry. I'm out of time. I'll be back tomorrow. I promise. And I do love you. We do care about you. We are here to empower your life. And you know, when we empower people's lives and then you empower people's lives and they empower people's lives, I think we make the world a much better place. Now I'm going to pause for one moment of silence because we just had a tragedy in Orlando, Florida. Absolutely terrible. But to me, there's a whole lot that can be said about this. But it's the example. It's an example of someone feeling disempowered to the point that they have to murder and kill other people. We've got to change this world one soul at a time. Join me. I'm going to end with silence. Thank you.